Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Thursday, December the 3rd, 2020, first Thursday in the month of December, 17 minutes past the hour, and you're tuned into WWGH Radio, and we are going to have a great day here. I'll be on through 10 o'clock this morning, and then Glenn Coble will be on this morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Swap Shop today from 12:15 to 1, and the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 until 3 p.m., and I believe Glenn's guest this morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon is Jeff Ruth. I think I heard that yesterday, so don't miss that program right here on WWGH Radio. Now, joining us for the first 2 hours this morning here, Sean Kraft is in, who was in last Friday night, joins us periodically on Friday nights with the show, the Friday Night Show with Angie Evers. How's it going, Sean?
I'm doing good. Excuse me. I don't know where that came from.
It's always good to start with a good cough in the microphone.
I know, right? I'm doing good.
Now, see, Glenn moved this Santa Claus yesterday because he said he couldn't see me. Now it's right in our vision line. Can I move it back where it was? There we go.
There you go.
Now, Glenn will move it later on when he and Jeff are in here. So, I do want to mention, because we did get our first Christmas card of the season, and I just started announcing this on... was it Monday? I think it was Monday. Mm-hmm. So the Christmas cards are coming in. Now, here's the deal, as it has been every year. If you send us a Christmas card to our address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. Remember that. Suite 208, of course, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a Christmas card, we will display that card in the studio through New Year's Day. And if you provide a return address, we will send you a card back. So... that's how it works. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And I have not opened this card yet, but I'm going to do it right now and read it on the air. This is also something we do every year as the cards come in. And I appreciate whoever sent this card. It's a nice card. Nice envelope with the gold lining in the envelope. Those are always nice envelopes. It's the front of the card says Peace. And it's got I believe that's a dove. Turtle. I don't know if it's a turtle dove, like Christmas, but it's a dove.
Yeah, it looks like a dove, yeah.
On Christmas, on the front. And what it says, it's a nice card, big size card. Says, may the quiet beauty of this lovely season bring you joy and hope to cherish throughout the coming year. Merry Christmas, Larry and Phyllis Shirk. So, Larry and Phyllis, I'm glad you're out there listening. I'm glad you sent this card. You are card number one this year, and we will get a card out to you in the mail.
All right.
Because you did provide a return address. So we will keep that and get that out to you. I love doing the Christmas card thing every year.
Yeah.
And we've kept all of them. There's a box around here. Since we started doing this, every year we keep them. And, I don't know, maybe one day when we go off the air, we'll send those over to the Historical Society.
And have them put it on the wall.
Well, Christmas cards, I think one day are going to be a forgotten thing, because I think people are eventually going to get away from them when a generation goes away. So it'll be interesting that a radio station got Christmas cards in a particular time. So people will know what Christmas cards were. They can go to the Historical Society. And also, a lot of the people who have sent us Christmas cards, this will be our seventh Christmas on the air, are no longer with us. So there you go.
There you go. You know, I'm not a big Christmas card person. I just never was.
I think we talked about that last Friday.
Right, we did. And I actually got one in the mail the other day.
But I know who you get yours from.
Yeah, it's certain people.
Well, it's the same people.
Yeah, it's the same people.
It's the same people.
But, I mean, you know, I'm just not a... I'm not one of those kind of people like want to...
Well, see, it's one of those things, again, like the gift card conversation we had again the other night, where if it's somebody I talk to and see all the time, then I'm probably not going to respond. Maybe just say thank you when I talk to them, because I'm seeing them and talking to them all the time. But if it's somebody who I don't like Phyllis and Larry, I don't see them.
Right.
So that they went out of their way to do this, the only way we're going to communicate is if I send them one back.
Right. Which is nice. That was nice of them. That was very, very, I hope they have a good Christmas and New Year's.
Well, they're getting their card out at the right time. This is also an important thing. You know, if you're making candy or cookies for tins or cakes for Christmas or Christmas cards, this is really the first 2 weeks of December are when you want to do that, because if you don't get them out by then, people probably, there's a good chance they might not get them by Christmas.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what it is. I think it's because I just don't have the time. Well, I guess
You're full of time.
No, I
your schedule is just beaming right along.
I guess this is not, it doesn't interest me to send out Christmas cards, I guess.
Well, see, this is the thing I was saying about gift. It's not about you. See, that's the whole point.
If
things were about us, we wouldn't do 90% of the things we do.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying you have to have the gumption to sit down and to do it, and I don't have that.
Well, that's something different.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Well, because most things I don't think typically, well, we don't. 11 months out of the year, we don't go buy gifts for people. 11 months out of the year, we don't put up Christmas decorations. We don't we don't turn on Christmas music. It's not about us. It's about the other person.
I get what you're saying, but I guess I don't, it don't interest me.
Me again. See, it's back to you.
I understand, but you still got to have interest to sit down and do it. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, because a lot of people write little notes in it. And stuff.
Don't have to do that.
No, I'm just saying, though.
Phyllis and Larry didn't do that. They just said, Merry Christmas, Phyllis and Larry shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's a nice card. It's a nice thought.
Yeah.
Do your bills, paying them, does that interest you, or is that just something you have to do?
Well, I'll tell you what, on my bills, they automatically come out, so I don't have to worry about doing any of that stuff.
But when you were setting them up, did it interest you? Was it like something you had a hobby?
No.
Okay, but you had to do it.
I had to do it.
That's the same thing here.
Oh, I know. I don't know. I'm just not interested in sending out Christmas cards, I guess.
Because?
I don't know. This doesn't interest me, I guess.
So why do you think crawl into the other person's brain here. Why do you think they're sending you Christmas cards?
It's a thoughtful thing, and you know, I ain't saying I'm not thoughtful for the person. I just don't want to do it.
Do you think the person who sent it sat down and said, I'm interested in doing this?
Probably not. I don't know. Some people are. Some people like sending out different stuff.
Well, I think it's just it's a tradition. It's like milk and cookies for Santa Claus.
But I think the tradition is going to leave. I don't think anybody. A lot of people, you know, especially the the technology now, people's going to start sending them through email.
No, see, I don't do that. I don't do it. No, because that takes zero thought. Now, we're back to the zero thought thing. Now, you can send me a Christmas card through email, but first of all, a lot of emails that you don't get from the same person, they go into spam, so you don't even know that you got it.
Well, I check my spam every day.
I don't. Because I get too many spam emails. I would be looking through them all. And number two, the thing with that is that how much thought did that take? It didn't cost you anything. You didn't have to buy a card. You don't even have to sign your name to it. You didn't do anything. I mean, I don't need...
Well, it's sort of thought because you have
to... And what am I going to do with that? What am I supposed to do with it? Am I supposed to print it? Am I just supposed to look at it for 5 seconds? What am I supposed to do with that thing?
Well, you could print it off and put it on your wall if you want to. But you can.
But that's ridiculous.
I'm just saying.
It's just like a wedding invitation. If you send me a wedding invitation, and I'm not going to go to your wedding anyway, but if you send me a wedding invitation in an email, I mean, I'm definitely not coming.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's going to be the way it goes. I mean, think about it. The cards and everything are going to be obsolete.
I think it's going to take about another 20 years. I don't think it's going to happen immediately because there's still a generation around that did that. But I don't think it's going to go to email. I think it'll just go away. I don't think people are all of a sudden just going to transfer that over to emails, because I don't know. I don't think that an email card holds up, and we've seen that. How many email cards do you get for anything?
I mean, I think it's great. That way, you save money, you save, you save on trash. You know, you just delete it right out of your. I mean, I think weddings is probably the best way to go. Send them through your email.
Yeah, but again, how do you know if people got them? How do you know if somebody doesn't?
You
don't
get them in the mail either, though.
Well, because usually people RSVP for a wedding because of the food.
Can't they do it on the email, too?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The problem is, though, if somebody doesn't RSVP, then what do you do? You say, well, maybe they don't want to come, or is it they didn't get the email?
Or sometimes, what about the mail? I haven't got stuff in the mail before, either.
Well, usually, if it'll come back to you.
Oh.
And you'll know they didn't get it. Matter of fact, that happened earlier this year. Somebody sent me a wedding invitation here at the station. Uh-huh. I ended up not being able to go to the wedding, but when it came, it something was wrong with the postage on it or something, so it went back to that person. And that's how they knew that I did not get it.
Oh, so you did get invited.
To that wedding? Yeah.
And you didn't go?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is that would not have happened with an email.
I got you. Not true. Well, I don't know. It might say undeliverable.
Well, right, but you don't know if it went in their spam.
Yeah.
And you don't. Do you want to ask? Is it you just don't want to come, or is it because it went into your spam folder?
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a little iffy there, but I don't know. Maybe one of these days the emails will be set up that way. Like it'll say. If they don't get it a certain time, it'll bounce back to them or something. I don't know.
I mean, technology's
getting better and better every day. So.
I don't think emails are ever going to replace cards, but I do think certain cards will go by the wayside. I think Christmas cards will eventually go by the wayside because that's becoming a foregone thing. I don't think birthday cards will ever go by the wayside because people like to get funny birthday cards that make noises and things like that. So I don't think that's going to happen. And usually a birthday card is brought to a birthday party. So it's going to be hard to send somebody an email birthday card because you're going to the party. And you're usually putting it with a gift or putting something in it. So birthday cards, I think, will remain. And I think wedding invitations will remain because people want to know that you're coming. Plus, also, usually in a wedding book, people save the invitation and they put it in there as part of their history.
Right.
But Christmas cards, nobody does that. Christmas cards usually don't have anything in them. Christmas cards, it's just about getting something back, really, even though you don't expect it. Usually you trade Christmas cards. So that's a tradition that could go by the wayside.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a Scrooge. I don't know, but I just don't like sending them. Do you like sending out Christmas cards?
It's not something I
never got one from you before.
It's not something I like to do, but it's something I think you should do.
I don't think I ever got a Christmas card from you.
Well, probably not.
I'm never
on. Because I never got one from you.
There you go.
Well, no, but see, this is the whole thing about Christmas and gift cards that we were having the other night. If you weren't listening to that program, the thing that it's hard to see, because people always say I'm me, but that's not the point. It's about the other person. And if you're not interested in the other person, then don't do it. But then don't claim that other person didn't try.
Yeah. I mean, just like when you get married, you know, you're supposed to send out these, what do they call it, like thank you cards and all that stuff.
Well, I think it's because usually people bring gifts to weddings or money and you know,
yeah,
they feel proper to thank them.
Right. Which is nice, but I just don't have that interest to sit down and do all that.
But do you ever do anything that is not something involved with you?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of different things.
Okay, so why those things and not this?
I don't know. Just something, I think because you have to go there and you have to go to the store and you got to buy a book of them and sit down and, you know, sign them and it's just too much work.
Well, see, that this is where I think we're becoming a very lazy society.
I knew that's where you was coming.
Well, I mean, I think if the reason we don't do something is because it's too much work on on my end, then that, I mean, what do you call it?
Well, right, I get what you're saying. It's just that, you know, we live busy lives and
we don't. People say that all the time. They say, I'm too busy. And then you call them and, you know, I've taken a 4-hour nap in the middle of a Saturday. You know, are you really that busy?
I guess it's time management, I guess.
Yeah. Well, when you do laundry, you're not standing next to the washer. Take that time, throw your clothes in, then sit down and address your Christmas cards, then put your clothes in the dryer and go ahead with it.
I don't know. You got to have some kind of interest to sit down to do it. Yes, I know. I understand what you say. It's not all about yourself, but you still got to have interest in yourself to sit down to do it for them. And I just don't have that.
See, I don't think that's true because there's a lot of things I do that I don't have any interest in doing, but I do it because I think it's thoughtful.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It is thoughtful, but I'm just. You know, it's just not my thing.
Like, I'll give you an example. Everybody you know, to a great extent, likes certain things. Now, in my own mind, left up to myself, I probably would have no interest in doing that. It would mean nothing to me. But I do it because I think of the other person, and I think, well, I'll be thoughtful.
Well, I could be thoughtful another way, instead of sending out cards. I mean, there's other thoughtful ways if you know, instead of doing cards.
Well, what would be a supplement for a card?
Well, I mean, if you see them, say, hey, Merry Christmas, or call them up on the phone or whatever.
Well, I don't think you have to send a card. That's not the point I'm making. I'm just saying that I think that the whole rubric of Christmas cards has always been, you know, exchanging. That's what the whole point is.
Right. And I don't even give Christmas cards with my gifts. You know, a lot of people give Christmas cards with their gifts too, and I don't do that either.
Well, I've never done that because I think by the time you give the gifts, it's past the time. You know, at that point, if I get a Christmas card back, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
Well, that's my same feeling on poinsettias, though. I don't understand why people give you poinsettias on Christmas.
Poinsettia.
Well, that's wrong. We went through this yesterday with Glenn. But I don't think that... why give somebody a poinsettia on Christmas? Because that's a Christmas flower, and it's just about over at that point if you're giving it to them on Christmas. So why not give it to them weeks prior to Christmas? Then they can display it during the Christmas season.
True. You're right. Yeah, you should give them like maybe like a month before or something. Because the time it comes around, it'll be dead after Christmas anyway.
Well, you can keep a poinsettia alive.
Oh, can you? I know you can. Charlie said you can eat them, but you just got to be careful.
Well, now see, we had a whole conversation about that yesterday, too. and somebody called in and said poinsettias are not poisonous at all. That's an old wives' tale.
Oh, it is.
That's what we were told yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And then somebody called in and said, well, they were poisonous just to animals. And then somebody called back in and said, no, that's not true either. They can make animals sick, but they can't poison you. They can't kill you.
So I guess you could just chop it up and put it in your salad.
Well, I don't know that you'd want to do that because I don't know exactly how it would taste. But it's just not poisonous.
Right, right.
So I'm not sure how that all got started, much like most wives' tales. I don't know.
I guess we'll have to Google it and see if Google knows the answer.
Well, I don't know. If anybody has any opinion on this poinsettia thing, by the way, how do you pronounce it? Because there are several different pronunciations. It is poinsettia, poinsettia, and ponset are what people have said.
Matt Cooper.
But there's also the idea of, is it poisonous? And is there another Christmas flower? Say you don't want to do a poinsettia. Is there another flower that is strictly designated to the Christmas holiday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And Christmas cards. Do you still send out Christmas cards? And do you expect one back when you send it? Is that the story on Christmas cards? And does anybody really enjoy it? If anybody's got an opinion on any of this, feel free to bust in this morning, 36 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. But that's how the Christmas holiday goes. And remember, if you want to send us a Christmas card, it's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address on there, and we will send you a card back, and then we will display your card here in the WWGH studios all holiday season. So the earlier we get the card, the longer it will be displayed.
Absolutely. Yeah. So far we got one card.
Well, we just started Monday. So you think about it, they probably sent that out Monday for us to get it by Wednesday, which is when it would have come in yesterday. Yeah. So they must have done it the day we said it.
It's weird because our mail goes clear to Columbus and back.
Well, apparently it's a three-day turnaround.
Yeah.
That's not horrible.
No. Wonder why it has to go clear to Columbus. Is that the main distribution center, I guess, probably?
I don't think it always did.
Oh, it didn't?
I don't think it always... I don't know when that started, but I think it's less people working at the post office.
This is weird. I mean, because we have a big post office here in Marion, so if you mail it, it should just get separated in our post office. And, you know, I don't know why it has to go collect on this.
I'm not really sure what came the idea that became of that.
Yeah.
Or strange. Why that started. You know, I was trying to think the other day of how people are going to handle Christmas this year. There are some people who never like to go to the stores, and now there are some people who, because of the pandemic we're in, really do not want to go to stores. And I wonder if they're going to get caught up in the wave of shipping trouble.
You know, I work in a place that we do ship, in FedEx and UPS and USPS. Well, USPS is in bad shape right now. They're getting better. They're all on a delay right now. And starting next week, it's probably going to get worse.
Well, but the post office always comes out every holiday season, and they have a date where they say, okay, this is the last date. You can send it if you plan to get it by Christmas.
Right.
So they let you know.
I mean, I just had a package that got delivered. It was on express shipping with a USPS, and it was a two-day delay. So... let's figure that. And it came cold from California. It was supposed to have been here. And it was express shipping. It was supposed to be 1 to 2 days. Got it in 4 days. So that tells you much.
Yeah, but I can we really blame the post office here? I mean, I don't know. If it's on their head, I don't know that there's anything anybody could have done about it.
It could have been because we had that snowfall, too. That slowed things down. So that could have been, too, because we just had that snow.
We're getting a social media message here that, yeah. I love a Christmas cactus that blooms at Christmas. So there are Christmas cactuses as well as poinsettias.
Now, what about the bonsai tree? I guess you could make that as a Christmas gift, right?
Well, you can give anything as a Christmas gift, but I don't think that's a Christmas tree.
Oh. You don't think over in... what is it? Japan? You don't think they give out... you don't think they use bonsai trees for Christmas trees?
I don't even know if they celebrate Christmas in Japan. I don't know if Christmas is a Christian holiday. I don't know if people in Japan really celebrate that.
Oh, you don't think, though?
They might. No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
People celebrate Christmas differently around the world, and some people don't celebrate it at all.
Yeah. That's weird, yeah.
Well, it's a Christian holiday.
Yeah.
And Christianity is not prevalent all throughout the world. I wouldn't say it's prevalent in Japan.
I figured they celebrate it too. I didn't know. So Mr. Miyagi never celebrated Christmas.
Well, Mr. Miyagi was an American actor, so he probably did.
Yeah, but he was Japan though, right?
I don't know exactly what his story was. I think he was actually born in Hawaii.
Oh, he was?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
But he never lived in...
Japan.
I don't think so. Oh. And his, if you heard him on other shows, he had no accent.
Oh, okay.
No, but I don't know if they celebrate Christmas in Japan or not. I would think they probably don't celebrate it like we do.
Probably not. But I like a good old bonsai tree. I never had one. I thought about getting one.
You know what I've learned during this pandemic is I think this pandemic has shown that we as a society maybe are a little more self-absorbed than we thought we were. Because we've really found out that it really is about I. It's not about the other person.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, right. But I do think about I give a lot of stuff to people. I do a lot of giving.
No, I'm talking about the pandemic, though.
Oh, pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
I'm saying I think we found out during this pandemic that it's really more about me. What makes me uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to wear a mask.
Right.
I don't want to believe in this. I don't want to go into the store and have to put a mask on.
I see what you're saying.
So, you know, that we...
It's a control thing.
Yeah, but it's not a... It's not for me.
Right, it's for the other person. Right.
So,
absolutely.
We really have become... Maybe we're learning that we're a little more self-centered than...
We
had thought we were.
Absolutely, because the numbers are keep going up every day. What are we at? We were at the record-breaking again the other day, I guess DeWine said. I think our numbers were...
Well, I think they're going to continue to go up because we're having Thanksgiving. We're having Christmas parties. We're doing all this sort of thing. And you know what? I don't tell people not to do it, though, because... You can do it in a safe way. It's just some people are not have no safety on this at all.
Right. Right. I agree. Yeah, we definitely need to all pull together to, I mean, obviously the vaccine's probably not going to be out, until next year?
Well, the vaccine, though, you know, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. The vaccine is going to be tricky because the first thing is you've got to get enough of them and you've got to get people to consent to take it. And then you're also going to have this weird period where I don't know. A vaccine does not cure an illness if you already have it. So you're going to have these people in the hospital continuously. Like right now, it's busting at the seams is what they're saying. You're going to have all these people in the hospital. Giving them a vaccine is not going to cure it. It's just going to stop you from getting it again. So... you have to get all these people well, as well, and that's going to take a minute.
So, I knew some people that had this virus that I talked to, but some people have the severe cases and some people don't, right? So basically, I mean, they're treating it like a common cold.
Who is?
The hospitals and stuff. They tell you to take over. The person that I spoke with was told to just take like over the counter medicine.
And they were in the hospital?
No, they wasn't in a hospital. They just had a small case of it. But they got diagnosed. They got diagnosed as positive. But I don't know if it's a certain age that they worry about or whatever. But yeah, they just told them to take. They just told him to take over the counter stuff.
Well, I think if you've got a minor case, they would probably say that, but that's certainly not the case if you...
If you're admitted in a hospital, you get antibiotics and stuff.
Well, they give you it, but they give you remdesivir, which they have found to help treat it better than other things. Plus, there's a big concern with blood clots that there would not be with the common cold. So they do have to give you shots, and I think that's a stomach shot that they give you to try to dissolve those. And they certainly give you oxygen, which you don't have with the common cold. That happens. And sometimes, God forbid, it turns into a ventilator, which certainly doesn't happen with the common cold. So, no, I don't think they treat it like the common cold at all. I think they treat minor symptoms with like you would treat any minor symptoms.
Yeah.
But if it's full-blown or it's even half-blown, if your oxygen level goes below 90, which is what they don't want, well, then you're going to get the remdesivir and you're going to get oxygen and you're... That wouldn't happen with the common cold.
So this person probably just had like a mild case, probably.
Well, if you can test positive, and I mean, you can have it and not even know you have it.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
But no, there are medicines and ways they're treating it that certainly are different. And you also with a common cold, you don't quarantine.
Yeah. Oh, I think this person had a quarantine, but. I think it must have like a small case of it, or the immune system. I think it all depends on your immune system too. So if your immune system is strong, and you're a certain age, you have a better chance of fighting it faster than a normal.
See, I don't know. I think part of it is certainly your age and your immune system, but a big part of it is also what symptoms are you experiencing, and are you going to the hospital quick enough when you're experiencing? Most people don't check their oxygen at home to know that it has dropped to a certain level. So if you don't know that it's dropped, well, then maybe you're not going out to get help quick enough, and the disease is just getting worse and worse and worse. Right. So it's not always that way. I mean, kids have died from this.
Yeah, sad. Sad, sad world. It's a sad thing that that China person ate a bat. I mean, I just don't understand.
I see, there you go again.
Well, I'm just
saying. We don't know that that is factual. First of all, how would anybody know how this started? I mean, was somebody standing there and said, that's how it got started?
I'm just saying, that's the guy over in China ate a bat, and the juices and everything had...
we don't know that.
They had bad affections.
Being an educational station, do not listen to this, because we don't know that that's true.
I'm just saying, that's what Google, whatever they always said. So, you know, that's just... I'm just giving my opinion. I'm not saying it's a true fact.
No, but let's say let's say that that's even the thought of way that it happened.
Right.
How would you know?
You won't know for sure, but I'm like I said, you said not to listen. I'm just giving my opinion. I'm not saying that's... I never said that was a fact. I'm just giving my opinion.
But you didn't say, I think that somebody in China...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll retract. I think this is what I saw on Google, you know, in different places. How's that? I'll retract myself there. Sorry, folks. But that's my opinion, that that's where I heard it came from.
Now, how do you draw that opinion?
Well, different stuff I saw on the internet. I know the internet's not always the factual, but if you Google it, that's where they think that it came from.
Yeah, but here's my problem with that story: if one person truly ate a bat, and that's what caused this, when they ate the bat, nobody would know that that would cause that. The person certainly would not have known it would have caused that. So how do we know? And who was standing there to report that that's what happened that caused that person to get a horrible viral infection?
Well, maybe he had a friend over or something. I don't know.
And how do they know it wasn't anything else that they were doing?
Good question. I don't know.
Right. So the truth is, all we know is where it
started. But
it
had to come from something.
Well, where does the flu come from every year?
Do you think it was made up?
What?
You think it was a mankind made up disease?
Somebody 300,000 people dead.
Somebody in the lab over in China, Storps, and
no, I'm just saying.
I mean, it had to come from something.
We have different strains of the flu every year. Where do they come from?
We don't know for sure.
So why is this any different?
Well, because this was a stronger
virus, but. We've had pandemics before.
It's been a while. I don't think it was in our lifetime.
No, but where did that come from?
What's that?
Those
like the Black Plague and all that? I don't know.
Spanish flu?
Yeah. I don't know where all that came from.
So I don't know. I think people have tried to say things, but I don't know that it's factual. And I don't really know that it matters. It's here.
Well, I mean, we got to try to get to the bottom of it.
Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
For whatever it's worth, to Sean's defense, I did just look that up on Google, and that's exactly the first thing it tells you is wet markets, whatever that is, in Wuhan, and it talks about that.
Now,
says the experts have reported that that's how it got started is what it says.
Well, and it could be. I'm not denying that it could be, but how would we really know in general?
Well, that's what the experts have reported, so how do the experts know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Were they with this person who died?
I'm sure that once there's an outbreak, they do research. Just like when someone dies, I mean, their CSI comes in and they, you know, look for little hair follicles. I mean, there's a start and a beginning and an ending to everything.
Well, I guess I wonder what... I would love to do some research on this to figure out what it was about... Because obviously, do you think... I think somebody has probably eaten a bat somewhere along the line. So what was it about this particular bat that caused such a problem?
It was affected by something.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah, but how do we know? If they ate it, there's nothing left to check.
Well, they... Maybe they, like...
Did an autopsy on him.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. Yeah, they cut the dude open and did an inventory of his stomach contents and analyzed that. And, you know, like I said, there's a, you can, just like when there's, you know, how they trace stuff back to patient zero or whatever. I mean, there's like a beginning and an end, I think, to everything.
Now, it's interesting because, now see, I'm looking here because this is an interesting thing. We talk about this all the time, but we really don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, because you have a point. Someone on my bus said that one day. They were like, you know, that certain people have been eating, you know, all different kinds of critters since way back when. Like, how did this just pop up all of a sudden? It does make you wonder and think.
Well, what I'm looking at here, and this is not a phony website, the question to how did this originate, it says, investigations by Chinese authorities have identified human cases with onset of symptoms in early December 2019, so it's been around a year now. Some of the earliest known cases had a link to a wholesale food market in Wuhan. Some did not. So we don't know where it started. We know that some did link to a market. Nobody was eating a bat at home. This was something that was prepared at a wholesale food market in Wuhan, China. And
yeah,
several people...
Yeah, it's a wet market. What I read, what is a wet market? I never heard of that before.
So I don't know that the bat thing... Because it does not go on to say... now here, an outbreak is called an epidemic when there's a sudden increase... spreading as it did in Wuhan, China, it became an epidemic. So it doesn't really say anything about a bat. Now, I'm not saying the people didn't eat a bat who were at the Wuhan, China market, but some of the earliest cases, they weren't at the market. So where did those cases come from?
Mm-hmm.
So it is it's an interesting question.
Do you know what a wet market is, though? I never had heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that. I'm sure that's probably just a market that sells specialty things in China, would be my guess.
I gotta get off there and do some more Googling.
Yeah, see if you find anything about that Wuhan market and the bat.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phone lines are open. Have you heard the story of how this whole thing got started? See, now that's interesting to know. I'd never known that it started at a market. And it's not one person, it's several people were traced back to that market.
Well, all I know when I Googled it, it started with one person, and then apparently he must have went to the hospital or something.
Go ahead, caller.
From what most of the people are saying, the news media, is that it was born in a biomedical lab in Wuhan, China. And they were trying. They work on viruses over there and try to get vaccines to fight viruses. And apparently, one of the employees was infected, and they didn't know it. And it started to spread, and China shut Wuhan off from the rest of China. But they were able to leave the country. So, that's
interesting.
That's the popular theory. And a wet market is they kill the animals right there live and gut them and what have you, and then people take them and eat them.
Wow.
Took them and eat them.
Well, it's interesting because I just pulled that up online, and it says one of the... Now, this they call it a conspiracy theory. I don't. But they say that one of the conspiracy theories that has plagued attempts to keep people informed during this pandemic is the idea that the coronavirus was created in a laboratory.
Right.
But the vast majority of scientists who have studied the virus agree that it evolved naturally and crossed into humans from an animal species. So, you know, something people ate.
Well,
it could be bat, but I don't think they know that for sure.
I think that
just became a comedy answer.
They test different things so they can, like, you know, bats with rabies and what have you, so they can build a vaccine in case somebody does get infected. And they say that's through this testing, they, you know, through a cut in their hand or whatever, then they got infected with this. And then when they finally found out, the Chinese government shut Wuhan off from the rest of the country and wouldn't let anybody out of there. They quarantined them in their own city, but they didn't tell them they couldn't travel out of the country. That's when Trump shut down the travel from China, all travel from China. in January.
Well, this is worth knowing, and just this is probably the most likely answer without any falseness being dumped in it, is that while the exact chain of transmission that resulted in COVID-19 may never be established, we know that the destruction of habitats and exploitation of wildlife increase the risk that new pathogens will jump into the human population. We are healthier and safer when we conserve wildlife and natural habitats because we don't send these animals into our habitats. And that probably is what happened. Because, and they're never going to know how it started. But, you know, I'm guessing that that probably is what happened. I don't think the laboratory thing is true because that would be, it's done purposeful. And I don't think the bat thing is true because I don't know how you trace that because people would have had to have already been sick already. So I think the truth is we'll never really know, but it probably did come from animals, much like all of our illness, and it's because we're sending them into our areas because we're tearing down their areas.
Why did they have those wet markets? That's like a fish market. And, you know, you could get pathogens from a sick fish. The same way. So, I don't know.
Right, but is a bat a common thing to sell at a fish market? Or a fresh or a wet market?
It must
probably
be in China.
Yeah.
China and the Thai countries, they say that it is. Yeah, they
have bats, sell rats.
Yeah, bats, rats, anything.
Yeah.
Now, wait a second, though. But is it a common practice?
I'm sure. I think bats are the most deadliest thing to really eat because they carry the most diseases.
Did you ever see the movie King Rat?
I have not seen that before yet.
That is a good movie.
I'll have to check that out.
It's from the Asian countries, and they some of the soldiers that were in POW camps, they ended up eating bat to keep them alive.
Wow.
It says that what I'm looking up now is that Chinese people have an appetite for a lot of things in wildlife, just being one of them. But, again, how would you know, which is what they're saying, you wouldn't know. All we know is that it came, and I do believe the most likely answer is that we displaced wildlife. It came into our area, and you can catch things from any living animal, just like you would catch it from another human being. So if an animal brings an illness into your society, and you go close to that animal, yes, you would certainly contract something from it. And if you ate it, but at that wet market, I'm sure they had other things than bats for sale. So would anybody know?
That's true. You know, we eat Chinese food here, but if you ate Chinese food in China, it's a whole lot different. There's animals in it. They eat cat in China. Of course, they eat dogs.
It could be cats. It could be cats.
They eat horse, right? They eat horse.
I think the problem is we make this out like the majority of Chinese people are doing this, and they're not. But now if you go to China, the majority of Chinese people are not eating bats. I mean, the most common food in China is rice.
Well, yeah, that's the accessory. That's like our potatoes and the side dish.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how many bats are. I don't think it's like hamburger over there. I think it's just
Google it.
We will Google it. We will send. How many bats are eaten each year in the China area?
Right.
Do they eat horse over there, too?
I'm sure some Americans have eaten bats.
I'm sure they have, too.
I don't know if they eat horse. Do they have horses over in China, I'm sure?
they used to eat horse meat here in Marion, Ohio.
Well, there you go.
Really?
There was a restaurant on State Street called the... it was right behind where the old Huntington Bank building is now. Twin Sandwich Shop.
Really?
And they would serve horse burgers there, but they didn't tell it was it's legal to sell horse meat if you advertise it. I guess they were pretty good, but they would shut them down and tell them to get rid of the horse meat, get back to ground beef.
Tell you it's horse meat, it's okay. But if I don't tell you it's horse meat, then I'm in trouble.
Right. Well, have you ever had bison?
Yeah, no, I have eaten that, yes. Buffalo? Yeah.
That's good.
You know, I think that rule should apply to fruitcake. You should, if you advertise it, nobody's going to come. So just put that out there.
Charlie wouldn't agree to that.
No, he wouldn't agree to it. But a lot of other people would, I guarantee.
Because he never met a fruitcake he didn't like.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
So what we've learned in this hour, and again, if you were trying to call in and got the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So take this break and call back in on the other side. We have a whole other hour this morning, is that we really don't know where this came from. The bat story is probably made up. The laboratory story is probably made up. It probably came by animals that came into society because their area was torn down, and maybe this is a good idea for the future, not to tear down animals' areas so they come into the cities where they can give us illnesses.
Good possibility, yeah. But now, I'm sticking with the bat story.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have you eat a bat during the break, and we'll come back and see how you feel. We'll see if you have your taste and smell. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
Eat the whole thing. But Merry, Merry Christmas. Hang them stocking by them. Get them ready for Santa, because he's on his way. I heard news say he's up north. He's on his way. Tonight's the night. Love you. Be good.
WWDH Radio wishes you and yours a very happy holiday season.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Wait, Mike.